Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. Thanks to Sean Callahan for joining us. Next segment, Sip, at 7:30, we'll be joined by Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, walking us through the situation at Wisconsin. What has happened for a 2-3 start and 0-2 in conference play? Where might they go? Is it Jim Leonard or bust for the Badgers? We'll talk to Jeff Patricus about all that and more.
You know, there's literally nobody better to ask than Patricus.
That's why we got him on.
I know. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he's been there forever. He covered McIntosh, Chris McIntosh, Wisconsin's AD. Jeff covered him in high school. He's known him since high school. Patricus, like, talk about, like, writers who are, I mean, he's really inside. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be fascinating.
That's why we're getting him on.
It'll be fascinating.
Yep. Look forward to that. All right, 402-464-5685, call or text as always. Let's talk about a little bit what Mark Whipple mentioned yesterday about Nebraska potentially, you know, having a chance to win the Big Ten West. I'm going to phrase it like this, Sip. If Nebraska does end up competing for the Big Ten West when all is said and done in November, doesn't it make the Scott Frost tenure that much more confusing?
Yes. It does. I mean, right now you can't really ask the question, yeah, what went wrong. I mean, it's a little premature right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, if Nebraska this season
were to win the West.
Right. If they end strong and play well and they're winning close games. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be a question that's I think tough to answer.
The reason you're asking this question for people that are thinking what has gotten into Jake? It's because of Whipple.
Yes, Whipple said it himself yesterday.
And he seemed the reason it made an impression on people, is because he seemed very genuine about it. He seemed very convincing. He almost said it in passing. Almost. Right?
Should I play it again?
Yeah.
Here's Mark Whipple about Nebraska. Why can't they win the West, basically?
We're good enough, I think. Okay? I'm not a genius, but we can win seven games. We can win these games. All right? We already threw away three of them. I mean, Oklahoma kicked our rear, but I said, that's the expectation, is like, hey, not just to go to a bowl game, we can win the West. That's what it is. So you're in first place. Act like it and play like it. You know, so that's again, takes time, but you know, hey, I'm a realist. If we don't get there, I'm not gonna be here anyways. So I told them that. And we win the West, you know, I'll ride Mickey's coattails.
Losing is dangerous. It's a dangerous mindset that develops when you lose on a sustained basis. Here's a great example. He refers to a great example. What, think about the narrative that permeates this fan base. The narrative being, man, if they can just make it to a bowl. Okay, you are right out of the gate marginalized at that point.
Yeah, you are, indeed.
Right out of the gate. Before the season even starts, the narrative is, God, if they can just make it to a bowl. Now, I don't know how much players go by that. They probably don't go by it a lot. But what Whipple said yesterday suggests sort of otherwise, right? That these guys don't know how good they are, I don't think. They don't believe that they can do this. And he almost seems perplexed by it. And I would say, don't be perplexed. It's the narrative that has become very real and very fair.
Yeah.
As a result of sustained losing. Sustained losing for anybody or anything, any organization, is dangerous. Because it almost becomes self-fulfilling. It becomes part of you. And unfortunately, it sort of feels like that a little bit. And okay, it takes a guy that came in here. He just parachuted in from Pittsburgh. And I think he looks at it and like, man, these guys don't believe they can win.
I just won the ACC last year with my Heisman Trophy contending quarterback, Kenny Pickett.
He probably saw a team that believed in itself, and now he's seen one clearly, there's no speculation at this point because he talked about it yesterday.
Well, and the thing is, too, I mean, for belief to kick in, you have to get over that hump. And you hope that Indiana game, you know, a game that was tied in the third quarter, going to the fourth, Nebraska outscored him 14-0 in the fourth.
Big.
You got over a hump there. That's a game that Nebraska has lost a lot in these last few years. They just have not been able to close a game out or finish. And they finished the game.
Did you hear Chris Kolarovic at the podium on Monday?
I did.
It was gold. You almost have to watch it because he was pretty expressive. And Chris Kolarovic, the inside linebacker senior, who blocked that punt, right? He took the punt off that guy's foot, right? He talked about how the dynamic is so much different winning a game like that, a close game, and how you feel going to the locker room. And how you feel in the locker room compared to if you easily beat Fordham or you easily beat Buffalo or you easily beat Northwestern. It's not the same feeling. There's much more electricity if you win a close game, especially a Big Ten game, where when you go to the locker room after that game, it's like, man, we got that one. We got it. It's not just sort of this, if you win easily, it's just not the same. It's not the same. It's good. I mean, you want
good.
You want it, but it's not the same electricity. It's not the same. You don't feel the same energy. And he expressed that really well. And I think they can ride that. They're going to have to fight with bloody knuckles at Rutgers. The Rutgers defense is real. They're going to have to go win a close game. Offensive line better be ready. That offensive line better be ready, Nebraska.
Well, and that's why, again, if they look like they're prepared and the O-line is ready and they win this football game and Nebraska, in a game against a good defense, can score and their own defense holds Rutgers to limited points and wins the football game.
Rutgers got a quarterback mess.
It is a mess. And that's why, go take advantage of it, though. We've seen in the past Nebraska, I'm not saying what game particularly, but Nebraska's had situations that should be in their favor, and they just didn't take advantage of it.
Now, what if
can
they
you
do,
take though? Advantage of let's, something that is pretty clear right now?
Let's get back to the conversation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If Nebraska gets to 2-1 in league play, it is going to set up a very interesting game at Purdue. Right? Really interesting. By the way,
Purdue plays Maryland this week, right?
Did we say that? Ooh.
I think that's what we said.
At Maryland.
Make me confirm that. I'm pretty sure it's at Maryland.
At Maryland. I mean, Purdue in danger of falling to 1-2.
Purdue at Maryland, 11 a.m. kick, Maryland a 3-point favorite.
Look at Purdue's. You got.
Yeah,
you
know, I got their schedule, yeah.
Look at Purdue's schedule okay. Right now in October. I'm going to set it up this way.
Okay.
Purdue could be out of the race by the end of this month.
Now, they had a nice win against Minnesota.
They did, okay. Unexpected.
All right, here's – they have three more games in October. Okay, they play at Maryland.
At Maryland.
They play home against Nebraska.
Okay.
And then they play at Wisconsin.
Okay, so these games weren't as tough as
that. That game looked tougher right. A month or two ago,
yeah,
right?
That's why. What's early November?
Home against Iowa, who they own.
Yeah.
Purdue owns Iowa. And then they go to Illinois. That could be interesting.
Tough. This West is going to be.
But the thing
this
is,
West is going to be. It's just going to be a tight race.
But here's the deal: if Purdue can survive that, their last two games are home against Northwestern and at Indiana.
Right.
So if they're at the top of the West with two games to go, it'd be a shock if they don't win the
but
West.
Think about the fan base at Nebraska. The fan base, how Saturday is going to feel here if Nebraska goes out to and takes care of business in Piscataway. Think about how it's going to feel at the ticket. Think about how it's going to feel.
You already have a heads up. Yeah, you're playing Friday night. Now you can go watch knowing, hey, we're 2-1. Let's go watch if Purdue can beat Maryland on the road.
Yeah. If
Illinois and Iowa is a competitive game, who wins that game?
Think about how it changes the conversation about Mickey. Or in some cases, bolsters a conversation, the enthusiasm for Mickey, Joseph, the interim. I mean, it could, like I said, in the first hour – it could get weird. And if I was Mickey, I'd be telling guys, let's make this weird. Let's make this weird.
They want to count us out. We're not out.
Well, I mean, I don't like doing that because it makes it seem like we were unreasonable. We weren't unreasonable. I mean, they lost to Georgia Southern. They gave up 642 yards. It wasn't unreasonable to say, man, this is a disaster. That was a disaster.
That was a horrible. I mean,
that was a disaster. The loss to Oklahoma was a disaster. Sports are unpredictable. College football is unpredictable. Like, you see things sometimes. You see teams suddenly kind of turn. Nebraska hasn't done that yet, by the way. Right now, there's people on there driving to work and probably on the text line saying, all right, guys. They just beat Indiana that didn't have its top two receivers. And now we're saying it's turning on a dime.
Well,
so
there's potential for that. We're saying momentum could be taken right now for this team. They could actually use momentum and do something with it.
Right. And Whipple.
With a win. They just had a win.
And Whipple kind of sparked up this conversation when he said, my expectations just seem to be higher than the guys who are playing. And that's frustrating to me. That's a really interesting quote.
It is.
Whipple, my expectations just seem at times to be higher than the guys who are playing, and that's frustrating to me. He said, he was asked to follow up on it, and he said, I don't know if they really think we can win every game. We're good enough, I think. I'm not a genius, but we can win these games. Now, if I'm on that team, I like to hear that. I like to hear the offensive coordinator say that.
Well, they need someone to believe in them.
Well, there's people.
And I think Mickey, obviously.
I think Mickey does.
I think Bill Bush does. But you need multiple voices. It's all these guys. In a situation that's tough, when people have been fired, you got to have multiple guys breathing that positivity into them. Like, hey, guys, the season's not over. Come on.
Well, it's far from over.
Like you are 1-1. Whatever happened in non-con happened in non-con. You're 1-1 in conference play.
That's far from over.
You have a chance to do something. Now, save the season. Give yourself a chance here.
They did against Indiana.
They did.
But that whole conversation about which we did and what people do, and I get it. It's not unfair. It's not unfair to say we thought if they lose to Indiana, the whole thing could unravel.
I still believe that would have been the case if they lost that game.
I know, but what I'm saying is the kids hear people say that, and maybe that's why they don't have that confidence that Whipple wishes they had, right? Right?
Yes.
I mean, they hear it. They hear the talk. That's what I mean about losing. It's a bad deal.
We have a phone call. Again, I don't have a producer, so if you can hear me on early break, 464-5685, you are on early break. Who is this? Who we have here?
This is Jerry.
Jerry. Good to hear from you, Jerry.
Yeah, nice to hear from you. How are you, Jerry?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, hey, I got to tell you, you're talking about Whipple and his comments that he made. Mm-hmm. To me, I love it, you know, because I kind of always tried to coach in the realm of positive expectations. And, you know, when you have positive expectations, it's amazing how you can get guys to reach up and move up and be up and all those things. So I like that. And I like the fact that he, you know, nipped on him a little bit, because as a good coach, sometimes I believe you got to nip on them a little bit, mm-hmm. not all the time. But so I like that. I like the message that Mickey, you know, I'm not at practice, but I like the message that Mickey's putting out there and mm-hmm. how he's going about things. I think that's good. Bill Bush is, first of all, his positive input on the special teams has been tremendous. And then, you know, taking over the defense and simplifying things. And now we'll know more in a couple of weeks how all that progresses. But, you know, we looked like a football team we could get behind mm-hmm. and support and love and like mm-hmm. Saturday night.
That's good to hear.
And that's what I like. You know, when I watch a game, I like to see a team that's well coached. And we weren't perfect Saturday, too many dang penalties, but we looked like a pretty dang good football team Saturday night, irregardless of whoever you're playing. You got to look the part. And I think they kind of did. And, you know, you always got to stand the test of time in coaching. And, you know, I got a comment. You were talking a little bit about what was, you know, why couldn't, if we're looking that much better now, why is that? Well, this is a statement I gave to an assistant coach one time after the season. And I said, do you have another job? And he kind of looked at me and said, well, no. You know, and he said, why? I said, well, because you're working at your play and you're playing at your work. And I think there was some of that going on, and it caught up to him.
Mm. Interesting.
So interesting.
That's about all I got.
Okay, Jerry.
All right, Jerry, good call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, this is where we should get to the best Whipple quote of all yesterday, which we haven't even mentioned. Can we say it, though? Do you know what?
I can play. It's bleeped out here.
Okay. This was probably the best Whipple quote of all. And this goes with what Jerry said about sometimes you got to nip at him. Sometimes you got to nip it to players.
Here's Mark Whipple.
I don't know. I guess in my history, you know, when I walk around being a nice guy, it just doesn't work as well as when I'm a Okay? I don't know why, and that's just what I told the kids on Monday. I said, look, man, I'm down here. Just when I have something across my rear end, guys, we just play better, and that's really what it was like at halftime.
Play that first part again.
I don't know. I guess in my history, you know, when I walk around being a nice guy, it just doesn't work as well as when I'm a d-
That's a beautiful. It sounds beautiful too.
The bleep makes it better than what he said.
It reads beautiful. And by the way, they let me write that on HuskerOnline.com.
How about that?
I'm not bleeped out.
Didn't bleep it out.
Oh.
For radio purposes, we had to.
Yeah, it rhymes with Bic.
Yeah. It does. And sick. And
you're very disappointing. I love it when you look at me with disappointment. I'm sorry, Jake. That was a great quote by Whipple. It's one of the best. It's one of the best I've heard in a long time.
Well, he speaks from his heart.
Yeah, he does.
He's not. There's no coach speak with Whipple.
He does pretty much speak from his heart.
He does. I mean, there's no such thing as coach speak with him.
Occasionally, he'll lapse into it because he has to, but not. No, you're right. Yesterday was fabulous from Whipple. If you got access to YouTube, just go find it. It was fun to listen to.
Yep.
You got access to YouTube?
I believe it or not, I do. My phone, my computer, all over the place. I have access. Let's check in with Wisconsin and what's going on with the Badgers. Jeff Patricus, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.